Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me right now on the show, he is a columnist for The Athletic in New Orleans. He focuses on the Saints and LSU, both of which are topics I want to talk about with our next guest. He is Larry Holder of The Athletic. Larry, it's great to have you on the show. How much is Michael Thomas keeping an eye on things going on with Antonio Brown right now?
Well, I don't think it really mattered what Antonio Brown did, because I think he's keeping an eye on the potential contract that he would deserve, honestly. I don't think it really mattered. Now, of course, you're talking guaranteed money and this and that, but just for the listeners, like, Michael Thomas just finished his third year of his rookie contract, which means he's up for a possible extension. And, look, he's proven to be one of the top receivers in the NFL. And right now, say if he's going into his final year, he's one of the biggest bargains in the NFL if the Saints want to go that route. But, the Saints have had a history of kind of working long-term deals out with guys they want to keep, obviously long-term. Say Cam Jordan, Tron Armstead. So there's a history there where they pay big money for guys. But Michael Thomas, I'm sure he's been keeping an eye on the market and knows he's looking for big, big, big money in the near future.
Yeah, I mean, this may sound like an obvious question or a question with an obvious answer, but are they going to take care of him? I only ask because that is an offense where they've plugged in guys before. They've always got Drew Brees back there pulling the trigger. They traded Brandon Cooks, things like that. Or is Michael Thomas a cut above all these other guys?
He's definitely a cut above, and you don't trade Brandon Cooks unless you're extremely confident that Michael Thomas can be your guy, and he certainly has been. And especially this past year, where the Saints lacked really any complementary weapons in the receiving core outside of a running back, Alvin Kamara. And I think that's something the Saints are going to try to address this offseason. But yeah, I think it just goes to show you that he is a step above, and I think the Saints would want nothing more than to take care of business with that. Sean Payton, I asked him specifically about that when we were up at the Combine, and he says he figures that talks will be ongoing because they know how critical he is to this offense. Whether he's getting the ball thrown to him by Drew Brees or, say, 4 years down the line, someone else is throwing him the football. I mean, he's that good.
Larry Holder of The Athletic covers the Saints and LSU, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. So, Larry, this is a Saints team that lost the last two postseasons in just about as heartbreaking a fashion as you possibly can. So you can make an argument that they could have just as easily been Super Bowl winners each of the last 2 years if a play here and a play there goes their way. So with that said, what exactly is this team looking to accomplish in free agency and over the next several weeks?
Yeah, it's not like they have a ton of cap room, but that can easily be shifted. Look, Drew Brees has a $33 million cap number going into this year, but only $11 million of that is base salary. So if you want to give him an extension and shift it around, like, they can make things happen if they want to. So I feel like they could use a complementary weapon to Michael Thomas. Basically, tight end is non-existent. I think they need to add a piece there. They might do that in the draft, though. I think defensive tackle is a spot where, last offseason they gave Ndamukong Suh a look, but they decided not to go in that direction. And their two starters, Sheldon Rankins, tore his Achilles in the division round against the Eagles, and he could easily miss half the season this year just because of the timing of the injury. And then their tackle, Tyler Davidson, he is a free agent, so who knows what's going to happen with him. But you could also look within their own roster and say Mark Ingram is their top priority. And I'm curious to see where those two can, if they can meet in the middle of what they want to do. I think it makes too much sense for these two parties to reunite. But Mark Ingram's got to look out for himself, and so do the Saints. But if Ingram were to get away, then running back becomes a need position because the Saints need a complement with Alvin Kamara because he's so versatile. You can't just have him be your bell cow. You need someone, and Ingram is that perfect tandem with Kamara.
Larry Holder of The Athletic in New Orleans joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Larry, with Jason Garrett being asked to coach out his final year of the contract before the Cowboys give him an extension, how big a topic is it that Sean Payton and the Cowboys might be looking at each other at some point here over the next year or two?
Yeah, we've heard just rumblings of Sean Payton potentially leaving basically for a couple of years after some 7-9 seasons, and this is before the Saints got back on track in 2017. But it is something you've got to pay attention to. People don't want to hear it, but Sean Payton, his contract runs out in 2020. So if something were to happen with Jason Garrett, I know Sean Payton and Jerry Jones are extremely good friends, have been for a long, long time. So it's something that I bet you, if they wanted to go a different direction, I'm sure the first call would be to the Saints to try to get Sean Payton away from the Saints. But look, does Sean Payton want to have someone overbearing like Jerry Jones, even though they're friends? Sean Payton is a headstrong kind of a guy. I'm wondering if they work together in head coach, owner/GM capacity, how that would mesh. But it is something that I think we do have to at least pay attention to if something happens to Jason Garrett.
What was the reaction in New Orleans when the competition committee basically said we're going to table expanding replay to include pass interference?
I think Saints fans, they're still apoplectic.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters if the rule changed or not. I think it's something that that would be the only thing to at least sort of pacify them, but it's not going to change what happens. So I think Mardi Gras just passed, and people are still balling up, putting yellow cloth or yellow tissue paper around a Super Bowl, wrapping a rubber band around it, and throwing them as flags. It's more popular than beads, cups, coconuts, whatever is thrown at Mardi Gras. Flags have been the most popular throw. So no one is getting over it. It doesn't matter what the NFL does or doesn't do.
Okay, I've been to Mardi Gras a bunch of times. Are you serious? People were throwing penalty flags off of the floats?
Oh, well, it's funny. You get to the 10th parade and someone thinks, oh, wow, I've got this genius idea. I'm going to throw a flag. Every parade threw flags. Every one of them. I mean, that's what it was. It's so funny where even, a lot of times Saints players ride in parades because there's, local celebrities.
Sure.
And they were throwing flags, holding up flags, and they were throwing them. It was, it's never going to go away in this town. Never.
Unbelievable. Larry Holder, The Athletic, New Orleans, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Larry, let's just shift gears quickly and talk about this Will Wade story with LSU. The reaction by LSU fans, I think, look, as someone who used to be married to a Louisiana girl, I spent plenty of time at LSU at football games. I know LSU fans can be crazy, but chanting free Will Wade and yelling that they want the AD fired, that's extreme even for LSU fans.
It was a surreal night last night in the Pete Maravich Assembly Center in Baton Rouge. I mean, they're on the verge of winning their first outright SEC regular season title since 2009. And the crowd was cheering their own team and jeering their own as in they wanted Joe Oliva fired. I mean, there were huge banners in the PMAC, fire Joe Oliva. It lasted a half. Police came and ripped it down later. The chants were constant, and he was sitting there taking them. He was there, and as soon they all eyes were on him, and so it's amazing how in Baton Rouge so many people blame Joe Oliva and the administration for sidelining Will Wade and Javonte Smart, who sat out last night's game, even though he was there and he cut down the net, which is crazy, depending on what's going to happen later. And yet, it's almost like they don't think it's enough concrete evidence that Will Wade did something wrong. It's like they're playing semantics. It kind of reminds me of the Bounty scandal when that happened with the Saints a few years ago.
Yeah,
you want to play semantics? It's look, there is wrongdoing in that. Maybe not as extreme as the NFL, but there certainly seems like there's wrongdoing here. But this goes beyond this, as LSU fans are not happy with the way that Les Miles was supposed to be fired. Then he wasn't. They were supposed to get Jimbo Fisher. Then he spurned him. They were supposed to get Tom Herman. They got played there. They had to settle with Ed Ogeron. There's a lot that has been building up with the athletic director at LSU, and this is basically just the culmination. And it was nuts. You wouldn't have thought they were playing for a championship and winning a championship. I mean, they crushed Vandy, and it was just more about venom about what's been happening these last few days.
That's classic. It's like the relationship where your significant other yells at you for not taking out the garbage, but it's really about 80 other things other than not taking out the garbage is what it sounds like you're describing. What do you think the end game is here, Larry, for Will Wade?
I would be at this rate surprised if he coached again at LSU.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things could change, but I would be surprised. And part of this is, and the administration admitted this, that they asked Will Wade to come in, and he didn't want to come in. And if you probably put two and two together, Will Wade's lawyer's probably like, don't go in and say anything because they're going to fire you with cause and you're going to lose money. And, this has become way more multi-layered than just an FBI wiretap. And I'm assuming more layers are going to come about this story as we move forward. And, oh, by the way, LSU is probably right now a 2 seed,
yeah,
and easily has one of the best teams they've had in the history of the sport in Baton Rouge.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they may win a title that they have to vacate. It's unbelievable. Larry Holder, you can get him on Twitter at Larry Holder, and he is one of literally dozens of reasons you should be subscribed to The Athletic. Just so many great writers over on that website, and he covers the Saints and LSU. Larry, great stuff. Really appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening, man. Thank you.
You got you. I appreciate it.
All right, there it is. Larry Holder joining me on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.